Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast with Adam.
Yeah, that's my wife talking, so she's a little quiet. Don't make fun.
Iggy?
Nerdcast.
There well, you go. Yeah, set. I mean,
it's a podcast.
It'll happen. It is a podcast.
I feel like that's a, right. I feel like, well, my chin's not big enough to be Jay Leno. I'll go with David Letterman here because I got my,
I think he's
my hot
fan.
Coffee. And, you know, I feel like I'm hosting a late night TV show with my coffee.
And Bob
rambled a little.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry.
Tyler's not here. That means we can all actually talk.
Well, it'll mean everybody can hear us. We talk normally.
Oh, there
we go. Over Tyler.
So Tyler is out tonight. He might pop in at any time. That'll probably happen.
You'll trust me. You'll know when it happens.
You'll notice, right?
So tonight is our. I didn't know how to call it, and now we have to be nice because my wife's one of the contestants. Because. Kanan, we're going to call Kanan, a.k.a. Flaky Bitch. This is on the interwebs, Kanan, and I'm going to make you listen to it. Did not show up tonight for our, what are we going to call it, our average movie trivia to go against Whitney.
That works, yeah. Average movie trivia. That's pretty good, yeah.
I take offense to that.
So we have Whitney and Aaron. We'll be going up against each other. Average movie trivia. So
you guys are
big
way too cordial.
I'm not gonna get any of these questions.
We need to.
Do you have a prize for them if they whoever wins?
I have a 3/4 bottle of like some silver type Axe body wash in there that I can't use anymore because I have sensitive skin.
I want that.
No. So
sorry.
Aaron's going down now.
You can have it. Okay.
So I have to go back to my typical Axe body wash. Oh. That doesn't irritate
my skin. I like
that
silver one. That smells good.
Smells like zinc or silvery, kind of. What does silvery kind of smell like? Anyways.
Smells like that.
Awkward. Yeah.
So this is our average movie trivia night.
That's what it smells like.
We all need to drink. That's what we need to do to make this more exciting.
Most of you.
I think we need to also have a certain key word that if we hear that word, everybody has to take a drink.
Oh. Everybody has to take a drink.
Is Pee Wee Herman style?
Word of the day.
Word of the day is antipathy.
So, all right. So
nobody's going to drink.
So
you're no fun.
So it's average movie trivia. Aaron versus Whitney, and it's set up. You don't have to answer it in the form of a question, but it is set up like Jeopardy. So we are going to have three categories. No potent potals, but we will have three categories.
My favorite.
No Sean Connery answers. Although Sean Connery, there actually might be a Sean Connery answer in there. Hint, hint. There's 5 questions in each of the 3 categories. Our categories are movies, which are about the movies themselves, actors and actresses, which are about, well, the actors and actresses in the movies, behind the scenes, it could be directors, producers, music, wherever. We have a 50, 100, 150, 200, and 250 point question in each category. Your 100 through 250 point questions also come with the bonus question.
Ooh.
So if you're able to answer it right, you get first jabs at the bonus question for 25 extra points.
Can we just make this like flat 100?
No.
Don't mess with you're just going to throw the whole thing off.
Yeah, now we have to start.
Your husband's mojo.
We have to start recording over and again. So ruined everything. We'll just go down. So you pick the category and we'll just go 50 to 100. So that'll make it easy on you there. She's nodding for Whitney thinks this is a microphone. Camera still, but it's a microphone. everybody wave to the microphone.
Everybody wave back at Whitney, folks.
There you go. That's awesome.
All right.
This is a live recording.
Sorry, Whitney.
So... Awesome. So on the staff side of the table, we did introduce Adam, Bob, Laura, myself. Laura didn't really get introduced. She did the introduction. So
yeah.
We will be making, okay. I mean, we will be asking the questions, not making fun of too badly, of our
never.
Contestants. We'll all right.
Never do that.
So are we ready to start the Kanan-less game?
Yes.
All right. So Whitney is
ready. That means it's going to be fun.
So.
But we have to make sure they have a specific sound, you know, or how are we going to?
You have to yell your own name.
Okay.
First, to answer it. So you have to...
Can I just yell Whitney instead?
No.
Can I yell the other person?
No.
No.
I'm not going to be answering the whole thing. I don't like yelling my own name, personally.
Okay. What do you want to yell then?
Whitney?
No.
Give yourself a code name.
Yeah. Can I be Tiger Lily?
Tiger Lily.
And you can be Cat Mormon.
Wouldn't you want a one syllable word though to buzz in with?
Well,
no.
No. Tiger Lily.
I enjoy it. I'm like a Tiger Lily. Yeah.
We need to come up with a cool name. How about like Yorgio.
Yorgio.
I like that.
From the Oreo yoga discussion.
Yoga and Oreos, yeah.
For all three listeners that were out of the loop on our earlier conversations.
And Kanan.
And Kanan. So Laura's responsibility will be seeing who buzzes in first, I guess.
Cool.
Adam will help with that, I guess, since y'all are closest.
Hooray.
The closest. Yeah. And we will...
No, I got the best.
Oh. What the heck?
It's all voice activated, not... all right, so we will let Bob keep score for Aaron and Whitney.
I don't.
You do lose points for getting these wrong, by the way.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It is just like Jeopardy. You can lose money. So, all right, so we will start with... we will just start with movies for 50.
Okay.
Buzz in with... Yorgio?
I like that.
And Tiger Lily. Buzz in. And then that person will be able to select the category. All right. So for 50 points in movies, name three of the first five Pixar films.
Yorgio.
All right, Aaron.
Oh, no.
Three?
Yes.
The first five.
You're on the clock here.
Toy Story.
Okay.
Cars. And Bugs Life.
Adam, I'm going to need an official ruling on that.
No.
All right. Whitney, for the steal.
Toy Story, A Bug's Life.
Yes.
Monsters, Inc.
Adam.
That's a win.
That's a win.
That's 50.
Whitney has 50 points.
Bug's Life.
All right. So, Whitney, pick a category.
Body wash.
I'm gonna go with actors and actresses.
Okay, so actors and actresses for 50.
Oh, I can't go like the highest one?
No, because okay. Aaron threw a fit about that.
Sorry. Most points. Just say most points.
Most points. 50
is good. 50 is good. We'll start easy. It'll get harder as we go.
Name four of the five. Okay, are we ready? Name. Are we? Okay. Name four of the five actors who have played Batman in a movie.
Four of the five? Dude, we shouldn't even buzz in.
Tiger Lily.
Tiger, okay.
No, I don't know for the buzz.
Whitney. He's going to go for it.
Christian Bale. Val Kilmer. George Clooney. I don't know the fourth one.
We're going to need a timer before this is over.
No, you can't.
Okay.
Dang it.
Aaron for the steal.
Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
We have to name the other.
We're going
to
need four.
Okay. There's Michael Keaton, Christian Bale, Val Kilmer, and George Clooney.
All right.
Hey. Yep.
Aaron, hey. Aaron has canceled.
We're both back to zero again.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Aaron, pick a category.
Behind the scenes.
All right. Behind the scenes for 50. Who wrote and directed Star Wars?
George Lucas.
I need an official ruling.
You don't have to phrase it as a question.
I need an official ruling. Does Lucas count as Lucas?
George Lucas.
It does.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. So she's back to 50. Aaron is at zero.
My second answer was.
Okay.
I think he didn't come because he would have been.
All right.
Whitney.
He would
have been in trouble.
These are hard.
Whitney, pick a category.
Movies.
So movies for 100.
Yes.
And I forgot to write a bonus question for this because you supposedly get bonus questions. So we'll think of something.
Yeah.
Which movie won is the most recent Oscar winner for Best Picture?
Yorgio.
Aaron's going to forget her.
I think that was different than what she said it was going to be already.
Is it?
That's right.
Okay, Aaron.
The artist.
That is correct.
Hooray!
100 points.
Life is Beautiful, one of them.
No,
is that really
it is a best foreign film winner, okay. But not the most recent.
I have confidence in you guys when you say your name as a question.
Right.
Yo,
I think that's me.
All right,
I think I want to answer this.
All right.
You get a bonus.
Your 25 point bonus question is: can you name two of the other eight nominees? For best picture.
Tree of Life. And Up.
I'm sorry. That's not correct.
Dang.
I can't do it. I don't even know
Tree of Life. For the Seal Whitney on the bonus? No?
It's You're Tree of Life try. And Life is Beautiful.
Can I come back?
Yes.
No. You can answer it though, so we can have an answer. But
George Clooney,
The Descendants, is that where you're going?
That one would work.
I don't. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't believe Tree of Life got the Best Picture nomination though at the Oscars.
Actually, it did.
Did it? Okay.
It did.
Okay. It was Ides of March that didn't get it. That deserved it over Tree of Life.
But she doesn't lose. She doesn't lose 20.
No points lost. But Aaron is. So Aaron has pulled ahead 150, and she does get to pick the category.
Movies
for 150. I feel like we're gonna have to slow this down a little bit too, because we're actually, I didn't want to do too many questions because I felt we'd take forever, but I feel like now we're racing through them. But
we don't, do we have enough questions for a bonus speed round?
I forgot to come up with our final Jeopardy question. Okay, that's what Bob's responsibility.
Do work, Bob.
Daily Double. What's the sound for Daily Double? Is it
Yeah, that's pretty close to it. Yeah, that's pretty
much it. All right, so for 150 points, this is the movie question for 150 points. Who did Uma Thurman kill first in Kill Bill Volume 1?
Tiger Lily.
Yes.
Do I have to say who the actress is?
You can, or you can name her.
Vivica Fox?
Okay. Wow. Whoa.
Well, that was incorrect, actually.
Oh.
There was a whole middle initial missing comment.
Oh, okay. Okay, she still got it with the middle initial. Okay.
Very good.
We could be talking about another Vivica Fox.
Right. There might be.
I didn't know which one.
Whitney is up to 200 points then.
Do I get a...
And sorry. You get your bonus question for 25.
Whoa. Not right now, Whitney. Not right now.
What is the name of the musical group she fights in the movie?
Ooh.
They also provide the music during that fight sequence.
Yes, I know.
That is a good question.
Is it something like the Yeah?
No, that's a good group, but that's not. Did not fight Karen O. Aaron, would you, for the steal?
The only thing that comes to mind right now is the Sex Bob-ombs, and that is so dumb.
No.
No, good movie, man, though.
I think Adam and Bob.
Crazy Eights.
Crazy 88s. There we go. Awesome.
I thought those were the people.
So, Whitney, yes. This is still your board.
Okay.
Still the same three categories.
Let's go behind the scenes.
All right, behind the scenes. Have we
ventured out? Yeah.
Okay, for 100 points, behind the scenes, what is the highest grossing film franchise of all time? Franchise.
I don't want to answer. I don't want to lose points.
Crickets.
I feel like.
Franchise?
Franchise.
Yes. Give us a hint. Is it more recent? Still growing?
Multiple choice.
Well, it's not growing anymore. It recently ended. I'm practically getting away with that. What large film franchise just ended within the past couple years?
Don't say anything.
Couple years?
Within the past couple years. Okay.
I know.
You have to buzz
it. Say your name.
Oh, Giorgio.
Okay. All right, Aaron.
Does it have to do with Laura Statue? I need just one more.
Yes.
The Harry Potter.
Yes. Harry Potter passed Star Wars. Woo! So 100 points added.
That was worth it.
So we are tied.
So we are tied
at 200 points apiece. Here's the best. Here's to get ahead of
like
to get here, ahead of Whitney. No, well, first of all,
Twilight.
Dark Knight has three. Dark Knight trilogy has three movies, and Harry Potter has eight. We'll do the math there. But anyways, your bonus question for 25 extra points: which Harry Potter film fared best at the box office? And you can even give us a number. It doesn't have to be the actual title. Yes, yeah, your bonus.
It's your bonus question.
It's your bonus.
I love the bonies.
It's not that kind of podcast.
Eight or number three?
Both incorrect. Whitney for the steal.
Number six.
And it is the first movie, actually.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
That's a bunch of crap.
That's first surprising. Harry Potter.
It is surprising.
Even for
according to
Harry Potter aficionado thinks that's surprising.
Yeah, that's surprising.
I'm surprised it wasn't four.
What do you think it was?
I thought it was number six.
That's my favorite.
It should be.
Everybody has picked one, clearly.
All right.
Do you want to go with two?
Aaron's turn.
Aaron, pick a category.
Like two. Two is my least favorite.
By the way, first of all, before we pick a category, to slow things down a bit, but also to update everybody on score, we are tied at 200 points apiece.
Is Potent Potables a category?
No. Potent Potables is not.
Should have been. It's my favorite category also.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
The pen is mightier. All right, Aaron.
That's what he says.
Yes, it is. Please pick one of the three categories that have all not only been told to you five times, but also written right in front of you.
Don't yell. Sorry.
Thank you. He's an aggressive late night TV show. Yes.
I need to throw a card somewhere.
That was a Letterman impression just for everybody else. If you're listening and it sounded like he went crazy, that was David Letterman. Yeah.
I didn't want to throw any of the cards because I don't think we're done.
We need those cards.
With any of them, yeah.
The facial expression was more like, scared.
Turn the microphone so everybody can see it.
All right.
All right, Mr.
All right. Aaron, pick a category, please.
Behind the scenes.
Behind. We're staying with behind the scenes.
Yeah, let's just get rid of all these.
We're at 100... Oh, that sucks. We don't have 150. Oh, yeah, we do. We just put it on the wrong card. 150 point question. By we, I mean I. But when it was a mistake, I'm going to give credit to the whole table.
Appreciate that.
This was Laura. This was the new staff member, Laura.
Yeah, this is her downfall.
New staff member. Oh,
I'll take full responsibility.
Take full responsibility for making sure Iggy didn't write on the right card. Yeah. All right, for 150 points behind the scenes, in the movie Batman, the 1989 Batman.
Oh, yeah. God, whatever.
Okay,
I'm really curious.
Before the question is over.
Before the question is
Jack
done.
Nicholson.
No. But we'll be kind and not make you lose the point since we didn't finish the question.
No. Jack Nicholson.
It's a close game.
You know, I should have the question. Totally. Let me see what the question is first.
In the movie Batman from 1989, who wrote and performed all the songs?
Are you freaking kidding me?
Ooh.
Like, do you guys even
Adam
know
is
this?
A fan.
Yes.
Of this. Everybody knows
yes.
this. Everybody knows
everybody
this.
Everybody knows this.
Knows this, not me.
Laura just figured this out.
Oh!
Yes.
Yeah. Is it the guy?
You have to buzz in, please.
Are we gonna let her?
Yes. We'll let her, but she loses points this time if she gets it wrong.
It's the guy
who wears platform shoes.
Who wrote all the Tim Burton movies? Music stuff.
No, I did not say score.
Danny Elfman?
No, I did not say score. I said songs.
But I don't know. I don't
so
really
I lost
guess
points because I said Danny Elfman.
So negative 150 points for Aaron. So she's back down to 50.
I know Seal is not the right answer.
But if the question was Space Jam, Seal would have been the correct answer. Not all
the Batman Forever.
Batman Forever, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
okay, I will let Laura answer this since she just had the realization of who it was.
Minnesota's own Prince.
Yes.
No way.
Yes. Yeah.
And there is an unreleased documentary on Prince filmed by Kevin Smith himself. An evening with Kevin Smith will give you the juicy details of that, which is absolutely hilarious for those of you who have not seen it.
So is the Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. Shoot the J. Shoot the J.
I can't believe you never saw the video for, was it Bat Dance or something like that?
No.
So the correct answer is Prince.
Crazy.
But we'll throw the bonus question up here. This is how we'll do it. For Aaron to save her points.
Ooh.
To make this interesting, because I feel like when we're getting to these bigger questions, it's just going to fall too far behind. How many actors have portrayed the Joker in Batman films?
Wait, are we talking about TV show too?
No, just films.
Films. Okay, so the first film was in 1989.
How many actors have played the Joker in film?
What?
We need an answer.
Two. I'm going to go with three just to be on the safe side.
And that is a good safe side to go with because the original movie.
Batman the movie
with Adam West.
Theater.
Thank you. I got it. Three.
Who was the actor that played him?
Who cares?
Cesar Romero.
That guy.
Recently passed away, Cesar Romero.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Who's the Riddler? I always forget who the Riddler was.
Nobody cares.
Frank Gorshin.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Nobody cares. The only person who matters is Catwoman in that movie.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
That's true. She matters.
Aaron. Aaron saved her points, so we keep it a 200 draw. And the category remains with her since nobody answered the question.
We still have questions for all categories?
Movies, yes, we still. Okay. Movies for 200. Name two directors that have a movie in the top five domestic gross all time box office numbers. That question was very confusedly written.
I even said it.
So two directors that have a movie in the top five box office gross all time. Is that better?
I know.
That better wording?
Much better.
Okay. Sounded exactly.
Aaron buzzed in though.
It's good. I'm going to go with George Lucas and Steven Spielberg.
Both wrong.
Fortunately.
Wait, actually, no.
One of those, because domestically, I believe, episode two.
Let's know.
Two?
Quit.
If I'm correct. Okay.
I lost
for the steal. Yes, you lost your points. 200 points, so you're back down to zero.
Oh, man, I was going to say.
So two directors.
I don't even know directors. Christopher Nolan.
That's one. That's, she's excited. Wow. She's excited.
James Cameron.
That is two. Oh, Aaron with the assist.
We need two. I didn't know this.
That was awesome.
Should we split those? Should we split the 200 points?
No. We could.
I really love Christopher Nolan.
Josh Whedon would have been acceptable.
God bless him. I don't know who Josh.
The Avengers, number three.
Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods.
The Avengers.
I've seen these movies.
Okay, for those of you that have not been alive this summer, the Avengers.
I saw it. I just don't know who he is.
Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods is not in the top.
I don't think it's in the top,
but it's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Domestically, we have Titanic, or we have Avatar. Titanic.
Who Avatar was?
Is number one.
James Cameron.
Oh, you have James Cameron. James Cameron. Joss Whedon.
Christopher Nolan.
Four with The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
And then number five, I believe domestically, because it differs domestically to international there. I believe number five is, it's either episode one or episode two. So I believe George Lucas would have been a correct answer. Bob's going to fact check this so we don't sound too big like a bunch of idiots. But then again, I did just watch a football game on Fox, a college football game on Fox last night. So I can correct it or say it wrong and come back 30 minutes later and
say, correction.
No, the announcers on Fox are terrible, but...
Oh, yeah, tell me about it.
Anyways, that's Fox for you.
That's our Fox slam for the day.
Our side rant. Anyways.
The liquor's kicking in, folks.
I'm just trying to stall here while Bob's looking this up, so...
Just filling some space here.
Oh, that was pretty.
So that dropped Aaron to zero.
Yes.
Oh, and you got it right. So you get the bonus question.
Oh, my.
At 350. So for 25 bonus points while Bob's fact-checking me...
Make it an easy one.
What is the number one box office movie with adjusted gross? So not the movie we just listed, but if you were to adjust for
inflation,
what is the number one all time?
Why are you guys so mean?
Can't get it wrong.
Yeah, you don't lose points. This is the bonus, but Aaron can still.
Forgio.
No, hold it. She has the right to answer first. And Aaron probably knows this because I've brought this up too many times in my house.
Yeah, I only know from what's that called? Aaron.
Diffusion.
Okay,
so Whitney is gonna say she doesn't know on that one. Aaron, for the steal, for 25 points?
No.
Yes. Gone with the Wind?
Aaron is back on the board with 25 points.
Woo! Yeah. I was gonna say Sam.
That was the bonus question, though. So
yes.
350 to 25 right now, but it's still anybody's game.
I would like to interrupt right now and give you the all-time USA box office numbers. Number one is Avatar. Two is Titanic. Three is Avengers. Four is The Dark Knight. Five is Star Wars.
Oh, so it's the first Star Wars.
Six is The Dark Knight Rises. Seven is Shrek 2.
Oh, I love that.
Eight is E.T.
So Star Wars. I knew it was a Star Wars. So you still George Lucas. Aaron got it half right.
Well, nine is Star Wars Episode 1, and then 10 is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Wait a second. What's number six?
Six is Dark Knight Rises.
Seven. So if it wasn't for The Dark Knight Rises and The Avengers this past year, E.T. would still be in top five, and Aaron would have gotten it, right? If we'd have done this a year ago. Because Spielberg would have been at number five.
You would have gotten it anyway, because
would've, should've,
George Lucas was on the list. So.
All right, so even though Aaron got the bonus...
You would have said George Lucas.
Even though Aaron got the bonus, and it's 350 to 25, it's still Whitney's question, so you get to choose the category.
Actors and actresses.
I think we're only to the 100-point question on actors.
Yeah,
like,
we just
all right. Name three actors who have portrayed James Bond. This is like easy.
No, I haven't seen James Bond. I know some of them.
Let's see.
Tyra Lily.
Okay.
Sean Connery.
Okay, then. Keep going. We got three. We need three.
Pierce Brosnan?
You're still alive.
I can visualize the other guy right now.
I can't even do that.
God, what is that guy's name?
One who will be in a James Bond movie here in a month.
I know. He's old and cute.
It's not that old.
What is his name? Something Craig? Craig something?
You're going to have to keep going with this.
Let's say this. Daniel Craig!
All right. Wouldn't he have?
Pulls it out.
100 points. 450.
Daniel Craig in this movie?
Yes. Daniel Craig
is in everything. Yeah. He's adorable.
Cute.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Bonus question. Bond related.
No, I haven't seen that.
How many films?
You like him?
How many James Bond films are there, including Skyfall, set to debut next month?
22.
Including Skyfall is wrong.
I don't know.
17?
Oh. I practically gave you the bonus. I said including Skyfall, that is wrong. So you would have said 22 plus Skyfall would be 23.
Wait, holy crap. That would have been.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I was going to say, who's going to run up here and grab the box and start counting?
25.
We would have also accepted 25 for, I believe it's Peter Sellers' Casino Royale, and then
Never
Say Never Again when Sean Connery reprised the role outside of the franchise.
I was close.
Yes, very close.
I haven't seen any of them.
Got that.
We're going to fix that.
If it didn't include Skyfall, you would have won. You would have got the answer.
For those of you that are not familiar with Bond, like Aaron and Whitney, this is a chance for you to click on our Amazon link and go buy the Bond 50 set on Blu-ray or DVD.
Plug.
Out now. That's right. On Blu-ray and DVD. Every click on Amazon helps fund Project Nerd so we can do stupid stuff like this. All right. So Whitney did get the question, though.
Yep.
She has 450 points to Aaron's 25. Aaron, we'll come up with a different prize if the Axe Shower Gel's not working for you here because you don't seem to be motivated.
I just don't know. The question. These are hard.
A little disappointed.
How about six Varsity Donuts?
I
think you guys would go.
Aaron just put on her game face.
I don't know if I can do it. It is still Whitney's board.
It is still Whitney's board.
Kanan doesn't even know who Judy Garland is.
This all was to just make fun of Kanan, honestly.
Right. Yes. That was the goal here.
And we're still making fun of him.
And Tyler would have knocked on him the worst. Yes. He didn't show. And then, of course, Kanan, no call, no show. Usually you get fired for stuff like that.
Well,
so
fired.
We will talk about firing him from the friendship list.
Disappointed in me.
You're ahead. What are you talking about?
All right. 450 points, yeah. Sue. So pretty solid. So your category choice.
Behind the scenes. Just get rid of
those. For 200.
All right, here. Do work.
Now, Whitney being friends of Lauren Adam and Aaron.
Oh, gosh.
I know this has been brought up in our house even recently. This question should be, you guys should be chomping at the bit for this one.
All right.
What is the only horror film to be nominated for Academy Awards Best Picture?
Tiger Lily.
All right.
No.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
That is wrong. You lose 200 points.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to answer now that you buzzed in.
Is it that one with the possessions of the little kids and her head spins around?
Okay, you're on the right path here. We're going to need a title.
My recall memory, I know the movie. And there were like crazy things happening on set.
She walks down the stairs backwards.
I don't think that one was it. But these
not the Grudge.
Not
the
Grudge.
No. Isn't that what happens?
Yes, you're right.
Was it Poltergeist?
No.
I know now.
Are we gonna though to make it interesting?
It's not Poltergeist. It's that other one.
It's that other one.
Can I say it?
Are we gonna let
clearly
I'm gonna let Laura's the judge here. Is this good enough for an answer? Or are we gonna, because she's got the film pretty
this
I mean
one,
the details, yeah.
No, I think it counts. I'm gonna say that it counts.
What is it?
What do they do though? What's the act that they
when someone
form on
possessed.
Somebody when you're possessed?
The Exorcist.
Okay.
I'm gonna close
yeah, that
so
counts.
She dropped
that
200,
counts.
So it's 201. So it's 225 to 250.
Ooh.
Now.
Ooh.
Game changer.
So, and yes. Aaron gets a chance for the bonus here.
She can tie it.
She can tie it. But this is going to be a tough
Who's
one.
Who's buying the donuts?
That happens.
Your husband.
We need at least a couple people to click on that James Bond link, by the way.
Yeah, we need someone to buy these donuts for the winner.
Please. Please do that. Thank you.
Which movie did The Exorcist lose to? We have it on our shelf.
Ooh.
Dude, you have like 400 movies.
Correction. We have 800 movies on our
does
shelf.
Does that have Richard Gere in it?
No.
Okay, so I don't know.
It has Paul Newman.
What were you going to say with Richard Gere?
I don't even know the name of it.
Whitney for the Steel?
That movie was Richard Gere in the 70s.
That's Paul Newman?
Yes. Best picture winner for 73 or 72, which year am I?
73. He's in Cars.
Fantastic movie.
I probably haven't.
Recently released it, part of Universal's 100th anniversary collection. We'll include the link on our post. It's The Sting.
We really do need these donuts, folks, so please click those links.
Please buy The Sting and Bond 50. So awesome.
So the Sting is so good.
I want those donuts.
The game is close. It's 250 to 225 right now, and it is Aaron's board. Please pick a category.
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. So this is our final behind the scenes question.
This one is.
It's for 250, so this is a big one.
Lots of marbles.
Oh, boy.
This one was tough.
Uh-oh.
Very tough. During filming, this film was known as Blue Harvest. Okay, this one is for you.
We're going to need multiple choice or some sort of
multiple choice.
Bob, could you pull up your
I will pull up the multiple choice.
Random movie generator.
Do we drop 100 points?
Is it a Stephen King movie?
No.
Okay.
Blue Harvest.
Okay.
Bob, this was Bob's question, which is a very good one, I might add. He has the multiple choice ready for you.
Did you guys know this already? All three of the other people at the table?
I answered it correctly last time we discussed it, and then I answered it wrong tonight. So
I got it right. Yeah.
Okay, so again, the question is, during production, this film was known as Blue Harvest. Was it A, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, B, Field of Dreams, C, Return of the Jedi, D, E.T.?
Oh, Yorgio. Field of Dreams.
Aaron has lost, but we said because of we did the multiple choice, I said this is 150, so she's lost 150 points.
I'm going to say...
Whitney for the...
What are my choices again?
Nothing to lose here.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind. She answered Field of Dreams, which is incorrect. Return of the Jedi and E.T.
I'll go with A.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind. That is incorrect as well.
E.T.?
No.
Oh, God.
It is Return of the Jedi.
It is Return of the Jedi.
Well, I would know that because I haven't seen
it. So, still close. It's 100 points to 75 points. So, we'll throw this one up in the air.
It's just stupid.
And this is for bonus points, 25 points. So, Aaron could tie it up here.
Yep.
This is up in the air, so you do have to buzz in.
Oh, okay.
Name the two actresses who played Padme.
I don't even know who Padme is.
Oh. In the Star Wars episode 1 through 3.
Star Wars.
Why are you?
Because I only thought there was one.
There is a very famous double.
Oh, Yorgio.
There you go.
That's going to be my girl, Natalie Portman, A.
Aaron does not know her, by the way.
And B.
Yes.
Mila Kunis.
And that is wrong.
Oh,
Keira Knightley was actually the double.
Why did I say she's like
Black Swan.
Yes, they did. They were recently together in Black Swan. Great job pulling another movie out of your hat so we can add another link for those clicking to Amazon. Thank you, sir. All right.
Actually doing all four of those, doing the multiple choice, more links.
So we have ran out of behind the scenes categories, but it is still Aaron's board. Adam's going to make this easy on you. He's marking out that category. Aaron, please choose a category.
Actors and actresses.
Actors and actresses. So we have...
Donuts. Think donuts.
Six of them.
Okay.
What do you want?
150
Can
points.
Can we make that 7 or 5 instead?
Why?
Because Aaron doesn't like the number 6, but it's all right. Yeah. It's okay. I will eat some of them. Yes. All right. For 150 points, who won Best Actress at this last... Let me start over.
Yeah.
Who won Best Actress at the past Academy Awards? I feel like both of y'all should know this.
Can we get it if we do the thing again where we say what they were in and their character's name and everything?
You can say their character's name. We'll take that as an answer.
You know what really sucks? I don't even remember
Okay, I don't know. Okay, got it.
It's probably a very deserving one. Like, you're gonna have to buzz in, please.
Yorgio.
Okay, we just want to hear you say Yorgio.
Sure, it was in Help, the lady who played. What's her name? Good. The maid.
We're gonna have to get a more specific here because there was two actresses from The Help nominated.
Celia Foote. It wasn't Celia Foote who won Best Actress. It was the other lady who was maid. No, Celia Foote was the maid.
Are you thinking Viola Davis?
Yes, that's it.
No,
she was the Best Supporting Actress winner.
No,
looking for Best Actress.
Actually, Octavia Spencer was Best Supporting Actress. Viola Davis
that's correct.
Did not win Best Actress.
Huge snub.
It's your steal.
She should have won.
So probably just pick the name of the actress who's won the most Oscars ever.
Oh,
and you'll win here.
No.
It was a trick question.
When she was younger.
No, Catherine Hepburn won most Oscars.
I don't know. Whitney, come on.
Not anymore.
This is the one with the most
nominations. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Most nominations.
70 years ago, she looks just like you. I don't know.
70 years ago. Are we going to go with an I don't know, or are we going to throw something out there? She's negative 75 now.
I do want donuts. I want someone to get donuts.
We probably will. I'm gonna say Whoopi Goldberg.
Can I steal it?
Hold on. No. You look just like Whoopi.
70 years ago. She looks like Whoopi Goldberg from 70 years ago.
I think she looks like her from Ghost. Meryl Streep.
Oh. Forgot about Meryl.
Maybe 70 years ago.
Everybody forgets about Meryl.
Okay. Yeah. You are into negative points now. Negative 50, yes.
Right.
That's all right. Aaron's at negative 75, so you're still 25 points ahead.
Lose points for the bonus.
This isn't a bonus. This was the main question. The bonus was going to be for what movie?
Well, let's do that then. Let's play that.
The bonus is for what movie? Y'all can buzz in. And what movie did Meryl Streep win Best Actress for?
This past year.
Hang on a minute.
Or you know what? What the heck? Anyone. She's won Best Actress for. Or nominated. Aaron.
Was it?
I know this.
Was it Julie and Julia?
Yeah.
That was not this past year.
Was it a year ago?
Darn it. That's what I was going to say.
And she did two. It was about 2 years ago and she didn't win it.
Oh, I know what it is. It's the one. Shit.
It's a bonus. We'll let her do this. Go on.
No, it's not. I don't freaking know.
Okay, we have exhausted our R-rated cuss word for the podcast. So everybody around the table, please keep that in mind. We are no longer allowed to drop F, S, or G, D.
Have we done a GD yet?
No, but we used the
points
with the S.
That just covers everything.
Nobody can hear that.
We heard it. Anyways.
Are you going?
I don't know. And I don't want any more points taken.
Well, you don't lose points on
this. No, it's a bonus question.
This is my girl Whoopi.
I think Meryl Streep played Whoopi Goldberg.
I wish. All right. Bob, would you like to take this one?
The Iron Lady.
I don't even know what
that is. That's the movie about Margaret Thatcher.
That's right. She beat Viola Davis for that undeservingly. And that's right. She did lose for playing Julia Child in Julie and Julia, which she should have won for. So leave it to the Oscars to do something like that.
Selma.
No.
Save your voice.
No.
Same thing.
Not so high, and they're not the same thing.
Definitely not the same thing.
They're not even.
Totally the in same the Blind Side?
Yes.
Yes.
No, it was a great performance, but I mean, that was Julia Child. That was Julia Child. So it's really hard to.
Wow. Love Salma Hayek.
Anyways.
Salma
Hayek and Sandra Bullock. Currently, Aaron is sitting at negative 75, Whitney at negative 50. Since nobody got that, it is still Aaron's board.
Okay.
Donuts.
Movies.
We're going to movies, and we are at the.
The big one,
the 250 point question.
Ooh.
To make sure it wasn't showing.
What?
This answer could have been showing in the room, so I was making sure it wasn't showing. List the 4 Indiana Jones films.
Entirely. That's all we have to do?
Your.
Do they have to be like absolutely correct?
Yes, they have to be correct.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Temple of Doom. Does that count?
Keep going.
Last Crusade and Crystal Skull.
Laura, I'm going to need a verdict. Are we going to take that answer?
Yeah, Kingdom of the Crystal
Kingdom of Crystal Skull.
We'll take it. It's the same. I think we'll
since we gave Aaron.
Four?
Yeah.
So, I just never would have been able to do that.
Since we gave Aaron the we gave Aaron the kids who were sick and walked down the stairs. That's the correct answer. We will give you this. So
well,
you
are. Doesn't really count anyway, so
we're at
she should give bonus points.
You're the bonus points, and since you know the titles, you might be able to pull this off, and I'm hoping Aaron does, because I said it about 10 times last week during our podcast.
It's about Indiana.
Where did Dr. Jones get the nickname Indiana from?
His dog.
There we go. Oh. Well, all right.
That's a winner.
Very winner chicken dinner.
That's 25 extra. So she's at 225. Aaron hadn't. I don't know.
Mayor see, said, I do good when I've seen the movie.
It is a 300-point game, but we do have a 200 and 250-point question left with two bonuses. We are out of actors and actresses. We're out of movies, actually.
I'll
this
go
is
with
actors
movies.
And actresses.
Oh. I'll go with actors and actresses.
Switch those. Cross out the one and cross out the other. Don't
so, pick a category. No, we're just going to go with the only category left.
Yeah.
All right, for 200 points, name three movies starring Keanu Reeves, but they cannot be the sequels from the same franchise. Aaron, are you going to speak up tonight, or are you just going to let Whitney like mop the floor with you?
I just want donuts.
That was cute.
I can say The Matrix, though, right?
Yes. But,
The Matrix.
But you can't list the sequels now.
Point Break. No. And,
wrong.
What's that movie with
wrong.
We're not going to tell you. Hold on.
Wait, why is Point Break wrong?
No, you're not wrong. Aaron's telling
you. You're good.
Don't listen to the competitor.
Ted and Bill's Excellent Adventure?
That does not count.
Hold on. We're going to leave it in the air. Aaron, what are you going to say? What are you going to say?
First of all,
Aaron, what are you going to say?
Why are you?
Yeah.
That wasn't right. But what are you?
What?
Ted and Bill?
Bill and
It's funny. Are we going to split hairs?
There you go, Bob.
Are we
going to? I wanted to hear what Aaron was going to say.
Though. Whitney already won.
What do you do?
Oh, jeez.
But you could have pulled. You could have pulled it within points. That's why I wanted to give Aaron points here, so we could have gotten it pretty close.
That's a good one.
Or Johnny Mnemonic. Or what's the one with Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton?
No.
And Keanu Reeves, he's a doctor.
He's a doctor.
Walk in the clouds?
No,
that's the one with the wine.
I just saw it.
They're
not something he's got to
get.
Yes.
Something's
got to
hit. He also played a doctor with Meryl Streep in that one movie where she was an old lady hooking up with a young guy.
That's the movie they're talking about.
Something's got to get. But it's Diane Keaton, not Meryl Streep. Right?
It's
Diane Keaton.
So because of that too, we'll make Whitney gets those points. So
100? Wait, so is it
four,
Bill and
yeah,
Ted
so
or Ted?
Bill and Ted.
Whatever. That movie.
That took me a second there.
All right.
Bob's like,
Whitney, for 25 bonus points.
I hope it's about Keanu Reeves.
It is about Keanu Reeves.
Point Break.
No, it's not about
Utah.
June 15th. June 15th is a unofficial holiday associated with Keanu Reeves. What is that holiday?
Did you say Kanye West?
No.
It's a kung fu holiday.
Aaron, for 25 bonus points, what is the holiday associated with Keanu Reeves, not Kanye West, on June 15th?
June 15th?
Yes.
I'm going to say something like Matrix Day or something like that.
No.
It's not kung fu.
It is Cheer Up Keanu Reeves Day.
Right, I knew that.
Keanu Reeves is, a lot of people believe he is depressed because he is often seen by himself eating. He's had a pretty tough life if you read his bio.
Yeah,
he's pretty,
got the most sad life.
Lost a lot of family. Fiance, I can't remember. Lives in an apartment by himself, oftentimes seen dining with himself, and a lot of people
lost a wife and fiance. They died, or they just left him.
Died.
Oh, yeah, that's rough.
Well, anyways, often seen dining with himself, fans who do approach him at the diner do get to sit down and have a good conversation meal with him. So he's not as depressed as everybody thinks he is. But because of that, on the interwebs, just like everything, including Nerdcast and Project Nerd over at project-nerd.com, on the interwebs, you can, it just got made famous and became Cheer Up Keanu Reeves Day. And I think really just got pushed with a bunch of memes and images that cheer him up.
We need to send some greeting cards. Stuff like that.
Well, okay.
Sweet November.
So, Aaron.
Keanu Reeves and Sweet November.
You're going to, yes.
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 You're going to need to get this one in order to have points to wager for Final Jeopardy.
Keanu Reeves movies.
What is it? Actors and action stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You cross it through.
Yeah, but we're gonna do we're gonna do it.
Here, can you stay with
me? Yeah.
Can you?
And this is gonna be a multiple choice.
Yay!
It's gonna be a multiple choice for you. In 1972, which of the following actors? I didn't write all my letters. It's Laura's fault again.
Sorry about that, guys.
Which of the following actors was not nominated for Best Supporting Actor for his performance in Godfather? Your choices are Al Pacino, Robert Duvall, Marlon Brando, James Caan, or Caan, however you say it.
It's Caan.
In 1972, which of the following actors was not nominated for Best Supporting Actor for his role in The Godfather? Al Pacino, Duvall, Brando, Caan. That was Mr. Bean impression.
That was...
Quit mouthing answers over here.
Quit mouthing wrong answers.
You got nothing to lose. You got nothing to lose at this point. Aaron?
Godfather.
Al Pacino.
Whitney.
Brando. It's Brando.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Okay, so since she said she didn't know and Aaron kind of rebounded there, should we give her the points to make it interesting for Final Jeopardy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Aaron, you've awarded 250 points. Brando won for Best Actor. Actor. The other three were nominated for Supporting Actor.
He should have been
Brando. Best Actor.
That's not. Are you freaking kidding me? Pedophile won for Best Actor when he had like 10 minutes.
That puts her at 175 to 425.
He is such a
champion. Now we got to give him cards so he can write this.
8-year-olds.
What?
Okay.
Okay.
We need another.
Adam, will you grab that other pen over there?
That is.
Oh wait, we need a bonus. So Aaron, we're gonna let you get your bonus.
Bonus card. You might get more.
Which of the three Godfather movies was nominated for Best Picture?
Deuce.
Just the second one?
Oh, this is multiple.
Yeah, is it one, two, or three of them?
It was the first and the second, and not the third. And the third.
What the heck? So 200. We'll give her the bonus points there. So it's 200
all
points
I'm saying is with this
to 425.
Husband, yeah. I better be getting a donut.
Look, you're still up by 225, and Bob's got a great question here. So we're gonna give you your cards and your pins.
Thank you.
It's Final Jeopardy. Wager your points. Whitney's sitting at 425. Aaron's at 200. And
Texas.
Ooh, Ned. Bob, you know, I like that, but they're not going to get it. They're not going to get that one.
That's an awesome question.
They're not going to get it.
No.
Here, let's see. If we were to ask you, Harrison Ford was nominated for Best Actor in a Motion Picture, name the film, would either one of y'all be able to get that?
Yes. Air Force One.
Bob, I think we should go with another question.
I'm really pretty impressed that she was able to pull out not just Harrison Ford film, but
get off my plate.
One of the worst Harrison Ford films. Just right there.
All my answers have been Whoopi Goldberg and Air Force One.
Can we have them right there? All six of the Star Wars
movies? It's multiple choice, right?
All six of the Star Wars movies?
I don't know any Star Wars movies.
Here,
Adam.
And for those of you,
the crowd.
Whitney, who are excited, just a quick news post for you, sports news post. The Rangers have won,
yes,
and therefore clinched a berth in the playoffs. They're the first American Leaf.
Did you say clinched
playoff.
A berth?
Yes.
The playoff
berth.
In the playoffs.
The proper term might have been clinched a playoff berth. But the first ship, it's a place.
Just welcome. Birth.
Maybe next time we'll do sports trivia.
Ooh, yeah. Sports trivia.
I do not want to go up against
what movie is that from? But I could go up against
Ship's Make Birth.
Oh, most definitely.
There's a movie that says Ship's Make Birth.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay, I'll be back. What? Pirates? What?
What?
Birth Kid. Pirates of the Caribbean.
I asked Adam what movie is it that they say Ship's Make Birth. And I was like, there's a movie, right? And I was like,
would they think you'd get that one?
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Okay.
Birth?
All right.
A Tortuga?
Yeah.
Your final Jeopardy.
Yeah. No, not a Tortuga.
Okay, we are still on the air. Everybody look
tortuga
at the camera.
Means turtle.
Okay.
Does it really?
Yes.
Turtle?
All right, final Jeopardy question. I'm going to let Bob. No, you're going to write this. So Bob is going
to.
All right, your final question.
Okay.
Bob is going to give you your final question. Make sure you wager your points. Aaron, please pay attention here. We still have a few minutes left.
Okay.
A few minutes of your time left.
All right. Three films have won 11 Academy Awards, which is the most ever. Name one of those films.
And be sure to wager your points. The question is for, because the volume looked a little low. So three films have won 11 Academy Awards at one in one sitting, I guess we could say. Well, I guess you could only really.
Yeah.
You can't really. I came back.
It'll let you win 2 years in a row. Godfather. You gotta be really good to win in 2 years.
Three films have won 11 Academy Awards for various categories, which is the most. It's a tie for the most. Name one of those three films. One of those films is recent.
And Aaron looks like somebody stole her puppy.
Actually, two of them are fairly recent.
Well, one of those films is two of them are recent.
In my life, I've never heard of.
All three of them are out on Blu-ray.
All right, let's just take it easy.
One of them was made before y'all were born. Two of them have been made
in the past 15 years.
More hits, please. This is not good.
One of them is part of a larger franchise.
Is that right?
One of them was re-released into theaters.
Single movie with that title.
I'm going to go with this one.
One of them, no, don't tell us and wager your points.
Why?
Here's your last round of hints. One of them is part of a larger franchise.
That refers to
one of them.
Not just one.
I think it's both of them.
Was re-released.
Like, two out of three.
Whitney, I'm giving you your hints.
Yeah.
One of them is part of a larger franchise.
Yes,
one of them was re-released in theaters this year. And the other one is a biblical movie.
Oh, I already gave my...
You haven't turned it in yet. You want to change it?
I don't know.
Do you want to change your answer?
Why did you get so upset?
Did you put how much money you want to
bet
on?
Did you put wager your points?
Did you wager?
Yeah.
Did you wager your points, Whitney?
I'm about to.
wait till Whitney. We'll let Laura answer after they hand over their cards.
You can answer too. That's fine.
Can I win donuts?
This number in.
You have donuts at the house.
Yeah.
No.
Can I write a couple of things down?
No.
Singular answer, please.
All right. Our answers are turned in. Laura, would you like to? You wanted to take a stab at this?
Is one of them the Lion King?
No.
Was the biblical one the Passion?
No.
Okay, because I didn't write that.
Okay.
When I wrote that,
Adam
said
stabs,
I could do it.
Stabs in here? Yeah, in the dark here.
Any other? Out of the three?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go with...
Titanic.
Yes. I would go with Return of the King.
Stupid cheese.
And is that a Lord of the Rings? Yes, it is.
Yes.
I put that. Me too. It's a biblical movie?
Yes.
And it's not Ten Commandments?
No.
Or Passion?
Moses. I don't know the biblical one.
Does it end in the Holy Grail?
No, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
That is my Bible.
Big Race.
Monty Python.
Oh.
On Cherry.
You never see Jesus, actually. No. That's a movie. That's a good... At least that's not Whoopi Goldberg. Ben-Hur would have been your third answer.
No. All right. Let's take a look.
So before we see our wagers, Whitney is sitting at 425, Aaron at 200. So, Aaron for...
I win.
Is this Aaron?
This is Aaron.
Three.
Well, you only had to name one, but those count. How many points did you wager?
She did, just so everybody knows, she said Lord of the Rings.
Wow, Mojo is really rocking it around.
Titanic.
But Lord of the Rings doesn't count, because that's
she
what I
wagered
said this kid
$1 million, said. Which is all 200 points, so she has reached 400.
Yes.
So if Whitney has gotten it right, Whitney has won.
But let's see how much... Yeah, see how much. And she went with...
Titanic.
And at the bottom.
And she wagered...
$100. So 525. So it is 400 to 525 with Whitney winning. And Whitney was pretty convinced.
Are you going
to
share with me?
Whitney was convinced she wouldn't win here, but she has pulled it off. And that was our first ever game of a night show host hosting average movie trivia.
That was not average.
That was pretty tough.
Yeah,
pretty tough. And y'all pulled it out with positive points.
That was.
We're very proud of y'all, all of us at the table.
Thank you.
Yes. Especially Laura, who came up with all these questions herself.
You're welcome.
Yes.
No, that's
why. She's just taking all the credit.
Especially the final Jeopardy question that Bob came up with on the fly here. Laura came up with, actually.
You're welcome.
She telepathically told
me. The one that you didn't give us. Not Air Force One, but.
Witness.
Oh, and I've seen that.
Yeah. He was
a little Amish boy.
Yep, he was nominated for Witness.
Say it again now. The little Amish boy.
Say that now.
In the toilet, please.
So, Whitney.
What is it?
Bob wants it one more time.
No, I got it. I'm having a hard time absorbing that.
Is he Amish, right?
So, yes. No, it was right. The toilet that we were laughing at.
I'm just making sure. You don't say commode. Thank you.
Whitney, how does it feel to win our first average movie trivia?
I feel great.
Great. I'm feeling great.
Are you for donuts?
Feeling like I'm going to knock out six donuts.
Now. Yeah, we should. Right now. We should go get them now.
I feel like this is a great plan.
And I'm feeling generous.
Yeah, this could be business funded.
Everybody
That's right.
can get a donut.
But the problem is there is more than six of us here.
No.
No, there's not.
Well, I'm going to eat two of them. Anyways, we'll make sure Kanan catches the end of this so he realizes he missed out on varsity.
Kanan will get the empty box.
I was going to feature.
No, because he has crumbs.
Suck at your back. I was going to say suck at Kanan.
That would be a good wager.
Knowing if you would have wagered, you could have wagered 20 points and still came out on top. So you should have wagered that at 20 points.
Well, I thought that Aaron had to. Anyways, suck at Kanan.
But, I have to say, Aaron did put up a good fight. Right there.
Yeah. This is a great one.
James Cameron, you gave me that one.
You would have won that anyway because you would have said George Lucas, but they screwed up.
No.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't screw. We don't.
No, we said George
we
Lucas
don't
was right.
We're the hosts of
Steve Spielberg was
That's
wrong.
Right.
But I said George Lucas and Steve Spielberg. Yeah.
And you said they were both wrong, so that she had to come up with
no,
two
I didn't.
Different
Oh, actors. But I said they're both wrong and then immediately after said they're not both wrong. So if you would have...
Yeah, but she's...
Attention span would last longer than 5 seconds.
And James Cameron.
Christopher Nolan.
Anyways, since we're still recording.
She is a good friend. James Cameron.
Yes.
Christopher Nolan.
And tonight's top 10 list is brought to you by Amazon.
And Whoopi Goldberg. I'm giving a shout.
Top 10 reasons to eat varsity donuts. Yeah.
Whoopi. Natalie Portman.
Can we get them as a sponsor?
Friend. So Aaron's saying hi to our friend Natalie Portman. Well, let's give Varsity Donuts in here a sponsor. They have to provide free donuts each time, but we'll bring them up every time we record a podcast. Yeah. And all three listeners, since none of them listen in Manhattan probably, will not go to Varsity, but we'll keep that on.
If you ever come to Varsity Donuts, or if you ever come to Manhattan, go to Varsity Donuts.
And mention that you heard it on Project Nerd.
Wait,
so that way we have...
Kansas.
The Little Apple.
Yes.
Good work. Aaron.
Don't mistake us for big shots in New York.
Okay, somebody's going to be looking up Varsity Donuts right now in Manhattan.
No, not right now because this is not even recorded live. So it is recorded live.
But they may see it on the camera, you know.
Right now,
yeah,
the future.
That's true. On the camera on our YouTube channel, on this microphone.
This was a camera.
So is this going to be posted this week? Or?
This is set for this week. This is this week's episode. So
should we add a little, then do we need to talk about anything really quick?
Well, Bob saw Looper.
Looper is awesome, guys.
Is that Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis is in it. Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Emily Blunt. I love Emily
Blunt. I hate that woman.
Oh, you will love her in this.
Natalie has my back. She and I both think that Emily Blunt is just totally
true.
No, real twisty sci-fi.
Of the six lookalikes, I would think Emily Blunt is the least talented.
Oh, no. True. I loved her in this. She was great in Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, that was good.
And
Meryl.
She was the nasty secretary to the opposite of
Anne
Hathaway.
I forgot because she was unmemorable.
No, you don't because Anne Hathaway sucks.
True.
Bonus points for Whitney.
She is my guilty.
By the way, just so everybody, if Anne is listening to this, congratulations. She got married this weekend. I hope you're having a great honeymoon.
She's definitely listening to this.
Yes, I think so.
Her and Anne Hathaway.
Her and Whoopi.
But anyway.
Sorry,
and we'll be going. And we'll be going.
But anyways,
whoa.
She was so bad. Really?
She was
I'm not a fan of Anne Hathaway, but she was good
she was
as Catwoman.
No, she sucks.
Because she's good. Amazing.
And
what was good about it?
Catwoman
Nothing.
Part. The Catwoman part. That part where she acted in the movie.
Terribly?
She did really good in the bar scene, especially. The change in emotion. I was pretty...
In comparison to Princess Diaries, you're right. You're right.
Wait, Princess Diaries 1 or 2? Because
two.
That might be fine.
Two
worse.
Two.
No,
I'll say
2 times.
So anyways, go see Loopers. Really good movie.
If we get Aaron to proof it and we get the pictures in there and Bob puts it in the
right spot.
We'll get the Looper review up early this week.
And just to reiterate, we do want you to make sure you go to some of these posts. So, you know, buy these things that we put on because I think Iggy and I both spend over maybe about $700 this week on movies.
So we need funding.
We need our money.
Because this can't come out of our pockets anymore.
No. I did $400 by myself.
Yes. And I actually, you know what? Mine was all gift cards that I had earned at some point. This. I don't know, to be honest. So, you know, honestly, but I am still out of money, so you know, he could fund this. So,
Actually, you know, I found Target had, if any of you are big on Harry Potter, the Ultimate Collection sets, they had the big box sets that came out, and then this, you know, went on a moratorium last year, and then they came out with this giant wizard collector set, which is like 31 movies.
You've seen the unboxing. I was going to send the video to Laura because I thought Laura could convince Adam to spend about $400 on that.
Yeah, $350. But
$350.
Yeah. But
it's intense, though.
But you see, I collected
very serious.
I collected the
orgasm three times just watching the unboxing video. It shouldn't even be on YouTube. It should be on some porn channel. Anyway, sorry.
You did that?
No, just kidding.
Serious orgasm.
But anyways, the Ultimate Collection for Year 7 for both. It's both of the Deathly Hallows movies in the same box. It's really cool. So now I'm just like a happy as a little wizard. I have all of my Harry Potter.
Well played, Bob. Well played. Bonus points. Yes. Bonus points for Bob.
Do I get donuts?
Yes.
Let's do that. And I haven't watched
it. We need a baker's half dozen.
Yeah.
That's seven.
And with all these movies, I have not watched one of the Bond movies.
They close at 10. We got 6 minutes.
You haven't watched any Bond movies?
I haven't watched any of the Bond movies out of the Bond 50 set.
Since he's gotten the set.
Since
not,
I got the
not
set.
Not that he hasn't seen any of the Bond movies.
You know, in the first one I'm going to watch GoldenEye.
No, whoa. You got to go in order.
I will go in order, but I guess got to watch GoldenEye. I need my GoldenEye fix.
You need to see Sean Bean die.
Twice.
In every movie he dies. What are you talking about?
Sean Bean
has died so many different ways in every movie.
Well, that's Nerdcast. I thought this was pretty fun. We'll have to do it.
Pullman for death.
A little bit better organized. Maybe we'll actually write down the final Jeopardy question ahead of time next time.
It was fun.
Well,
yes, it was fun.
It wasn't so bad, huh, Whitney?
I still have more questions here.
We have more questions. Yeah, we'll come up better. And next time.
Yes.
Wow, got some competition. We might have to see a rematch.
Hostility.
I think next time.
On the couch.
I think next time we need three or four contestants, and we need Tyler here to hammer on whoever's making the dumb answers. Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg is a star.
Never, ever Whoopi Goldberg in any question that has to do with any award show, let alone the Academies.
No, but to be fair,
she was good in color.
Aaron baited you by saying you guys looked alike. So
no, actually,
I'm gonna say I look like anybody. It's gonna be Whoopi Goldberg.
Obviously,
for those who don't have access to our live camera stream, Whitney is a white blonde. So, anyways,
I have access to your camera here.
Yes. So, anyways, we'll sign out then. We'll do this again. We do have this week, and then the following week we should be giving you our 15 through 11 through 25.
No, that's right.
11 through 25 additions to the list.
Yeah, it's in the cave.
I'll have to remember that so I can write them down and add them to the page. We do have that page on there. So anyways, before I start rambling again, David Letterman and the rest of the crew signing out on the Nerdcast.
Paul Schaefer.
There you go. When you got to do some Paul Schaefer impressions then?
Never
mind. Okay. All right. Signing out on Nerdcast. We'll catch you next week.